Special Meditation, August 24th, 2003, Shelby Campus, University of Louisville.
The body, the sounds, the music of life, the color of it. All of these things that fill in the colors and the shapes and the form of consciousness. All of these things exist as vibration. You yourself exist as energy fields of vibration within which are many other energy fields. The energy field of the body itself, the energy fields of your organs, and of each cell of each organ and each portion of the body. The energy cloud, shall we say, that is made up of this circle of seeking. The energy of your planet, the energy of your solar system, and of the creation of the Father as a whole in its infinite reaches, and the Creator itself, all of these things are energy, all of these things are vibrations and complexes of vibratory levels, working in harmonics and subharmonics together to create the shape of the world that you see before you as you open your eyes, and that create the shape of the world that you cannot see, whether your eyes are open or shut. All that is visible, all that is invisible, is vibration. The vibration of the Father at this instrument is what you call the Godhead principle. Is a singular vibration which we are used to calling that term the Logos, which is a term in this instrument's vocabulary from its Christian heritage. Logos, the word which is love, unconditional love. That vibration is the vibration of the Creator. The goal, shall we say, of those vibratory nexi that manifest as each person here, each of you being a sub-locus, a part of the infinite Creator, has the goal of moving in vibratory level more and more close to the vibration of the Logos, to the energy of unconditional love. Regardless of what outer gifts you have, this gift is at the heart of your experience of yourself as an essence, of your getting to know yourself as a true being. As you are able to come more and more into an awareness of what the energy of unconditional love feels like, you are coming closer and closer to your own heart. The days begin to grow shorter at this time, and your planet turns in its axis in such a way that the seasons turn with it. The days grow shorter and the dark grows larger until winter comes to the planet. And in the heart of that winter, there is always that moment of what this instrument calls Christmas, when attention is paid to a tiny child that is love made visible within this instrument's religion. That time when Jesus the Christ comes into the world as a tiny, helpless baby. We ask each of you here to open your heart and to see yourself in a manger, a new being, friendly, a soul, fresh, untouched, inviolate, waiting, hoping to be loved, to be recognized, to be swaddled and nurtured and held and taken care of and protected. This child within you is the spiritual self that you came into this world to find, to embrace, and to nourish and nurture with your outer life and your inner life, always opening to the vibration of unconditional love that floods the heart when there is no resistance, that waits within the heart, that is surrounding the manger of spirit within you. Pay attention to that child that is your spiritual self, for it is tender and young. And while you have become experienced and wise in the ways of the world, perhaps that has caused defenses to rise within each of you, so that you are defended and armored against those who would hurt you. Yet to those who dwell in unconditional love, there is no man who is an enemy. There is no woman who is an enemy. There is no entity whatsoever that is not part of those souls which are yours to love, to help, and to wish well on their way, if they perhaps do not agree, but never to armor against, to defend against, or to harden the self against. For the gift of the heart, the gift of love, is that it is fearless. It does not need to defend. It does not need to protect. For it rests in the vibration of unconditional love. We would take a moment to experience the silence with you. We ask you to allow that silence to blossom within you, that you may feel that love of which we speak. We shall pause and we are thus recall. We are Lhasa Akua, and we are again with this instrument. Continuing to feel that energy within you. Now we ask that you begin to allow it to rotate about the circle from you to the person, to your left, and so forth, receiving the energy from the person on your right and moving on. Feel that energy begin to spiral and grow. Feel that sacred space that has been called into being by the one known as Jesse. Begin to grow golden and lambent with flame of love, unconditional, wholehearted. And we would speak to you as this energy rotates and wills about mission. We do not mean to imply that anyone comes into the world with the contract, I will do this and this and this, and then I shall be ready to abandon life. Rather, we suggest that each of you, along with your guidance before this incarnation, sat together and planned, oh, what a glorious plan, choosing parents and mates and siblings and friends and that which is called among your people enemies, all so that certain lessons which you had decided upon beforehand would have regular opportunities to be visited and revisited. For there are certain things which each of you hope to learn, to work on, not simply learning for the first time, but refining and exploring the subtler reaches of these themes of incarnation for which you did to flesh. There are outer gifts which you chose because you felt perhaps they would be helpful at this time, at this particular time, at this particular juncture. The learning and the service bring certain people, certain lessons, certain things into the light again and again. And we ask that you do not be discouraged when you see these lessons seeming to repeat. Rather, think to yourself that you are spiraling. You are visiting these lessons again, not at the same place, for you are not at the same place, nor is the lesson the same place. But rather, each time you visit it, if you are working with the lesson, you learn more, you go further. You become wiser, you become more compassionate, or you simply become more balanced between the all-embracing love of compassion and the more intelligently guided wisdom of compassion touched with that wisdom which suggests limitations, boundaries, precision, where before they make it in a vagueness or an unsureness. These do not add up to a, quote, mission, close quote. These add up to a life experience in which the possibilities are literally infinite, but in which there are, as the one known as Dr. Thompson said, certain avenues which open up before one as the blooming of a flower, and things begin to fall in place, and there is that feeling that one has caught the rhythm of destiny and one is now cooperating with it. What we suggest, if you do not sense where destiny is taking you, is simply each day to sit in meditation and listen. The silence expresses much. And those undertones and overtones that your dreams and your visions and the street signs and the birds and all of the information thickly strewn about you in life seems to bring to you, the silence organizes and reorganizes and gradually there comes an inner sense, almost as if the creature within you that has energy found a way to take a deep breath. not the physical breath, but the metaphysical breath of, I can expand, for you say. Move into that space whenever you can, certainly attempt it daily. For there is information for you in that silence. And that guidance system which loves you, is part of you, and is always with you, will find it easier and easier to touch the life of you with this and that hint and inkling, until you find it easier and easier to cooperate with the forces of what seems to be destiny, but indeed are rich in free will. We ask simply, if you think about mission, as you think first of the mission that is common to all who take breath upon the planet, you came to love and to be loved. You came to learn about unconditional love. You came to choose between love and fear. When you see fear within yourself, your mission is to sit with that fear, not necessarily to kick it out. You may not be ready, but strand by strand, take it back. Just at the rate of speed which makes you comfortable. The idea that continues, the idea that lifts and helps, is that idea that love is the truth, and that fear is an impediment to that truth. So where then is fear? All openings to love that can shine light upon that darkness are encouraged. Before we leave this instrument, we would ask if there would be perhaps three or four questions that we may answer.
Okay, the first question is, why must the children suffer so?
We are with this instrument and are aware of your query. All of those within this particular plane of existence, all those who are in flesh and experiencing the energies of a physical body, are also prone to experience suffering, and indeed it often seems unfair. For the children experience the suffering without having the choice of creating the situations that create the suffering. There are those children who are born into times of war and who must suffer therefore. There are those children that are born into those structures of family which seem to create abuse of various kinds and consequently create suffering for an innocent. There are as many instances of innocence suffering as there are innocents, for all do suffer. The question of suffering is indeed a universal question. And a response that we would offer is that each entity deliberately chooses to enter into a physical vehicle and to forget almost everything that the entity is aware of before incarnation. This instrument has called it the veil of forgetting. There are other terms for it, but as Wordsworth, the poet, has said, we come, each entity, into the third density streaming clouds of glory, which rapidly dissipate with the onset of breath into the body. Focus upon your own birth cries and remember the first suffering that you had, the cold air, the shock of having to take breath within the lungs, the loss of the warm darkness and the rude intrusion of life. Suffering begins early within the third density and continues in some form or another for almost all those who are in incarnation throughout the life experience, to some degree or another. The why of it is wrapped up in the purpose of losing that memory. It is important to lose the memory, to become stupid, and to be quite confused and dismayed and taken aback. Because it is that point of deconstruction of the self, which is that which sets the stage for transformation. Each of you hoped to rebalance that balance between love and wisdom when you came into this incarnation. You hoped to refine yourself. It is as though each of you has within you a wonderful gem. Yet in order to polish that gem, much surface detritus must be taken away. And so the suffering is that which blasts and chips and hits at the outer shell that is not the gem, knocking away all of those things that are not the real you. The suffering is that sense of pain as the emotions and the mental structures are in the process of changing. It is the change that is most of the suffering of your species. It is the kind of pain that exercise creates. It is flexing the muscles, perhaps beyond the capacity of the muscles before this exercise. Yet each time that entities undergo the suffering, they learn or have the opportunity to learn more about how to sit with that suffering, how to take it in, to love it, to work with it, and to allow it to seep through the self, doing those things that it came to do, easing the imbalances in the energy body, and improving the overall situation, which exists in your soul stream, not simply in this time and space. But you are doing work which transmits itself to the infinite and eternal stream of energy that you are. Is there another question, my sister?
There is. What would benefit me the most to hear or know at this time?
We are those Kutku and are aware of Yukti, then we would say to you, all is one. Hold to that sense of unity within yourself. Know that all that is fair to you is you. And all that is distasteful and hateful to you is you. And that all things whatsoever are you. Look at this instrument, see the Creator. Look in your mirror, see the Creator. Look into the eyes of the person next to you and see the Creator. Look into the eyes of your dearest enemy and see the same Creator. Look into the sky. Look into the depths of the sea. Look into all of the elements and see only and always and ever the Creator. You are love, and you are all that there is. We would say that this would be that thought which would be most helpful. And we thank the entity who has asked that through, for it has many good vibrations in it, and we appreciate that exchange of energy very much. May we ask my sister if there is one more theory?
There is. Would you speak to the entering of the fifth dimension and the process of our and the Earth's transition?
We are those known to you as Kuo, and we are delighted to speak of those shifts which are at present occurring. The terminology varies from instrument to instrument and structure of myth to structure of philosophy or whatever. And so this instrument would perhaps call the next entity the fourth entity rather than the fifth. However, this instrument is aware of those who use the system in which the fifth is that which is opening this time. And this instrument is of the opinion that these are relatively acceptable terms to use interchangeably in this general context. The next density is the density of love or understanding, to use general terms. This density is that which seeks to learn the lessons of love. Unconditional love is the chief lesson of your density. Once an entity has grasped the beauty of unconditional love, once the entity has placed itself on the path of self-sacrifice, of loving others to the extent that they would give their life for the others, if they could, in order to spare them. Once this has been taken as the path that is desired, then the earthly journey becomes a life of service, a life of giving, and increasingly a life of receiving. For, as the one known as Dr. Thompson said, all that is given out comes back again, in a way that is irresistible and cannot be stopped, so that you are soon surrounded with the lessons of how to accept love from others, for you have learned how to love others. When you are at this state, then you are ready to live in a more love-filled atmosphere. And that is what the next density is in relation to third entity, the fourth entity then, would have a different kind of light, a light that is more densely attached with what? So that there is actually more light in an atom than a particle of that energy. And it is that shift which is now occurring upon your own planet. Your entire planetary system has spiraled into a brand new area of space-time in which the energies are different, the energies are shifting. There is dramatic change. And your entire planet is recreating itself or birthing itself as a fourth density planet. Consequently, as each entity reaches the point of leaving the Earth plane through the normal processes of what you would call death, there is the opportunity at this time to graduate from third density and move into the fourth density in what is often called ascension. And in this process of ascension, it is that the soul energy that is you, the essence of you, takes up a fourth density body for its next incarnation. And therefore, takes up a whole different environment with a whole new set of lessons. So, in general, moving into the next density is as moving into the next grade of school. It is an exciting thing to move ahead and start the first day of school year when all the lessons are brand new and all the lessons seem good. And this is the experience to which you may look forward as you look into that next life that may come after this one. We take this time to thank you once again. It is a pleasure to share our thoughts with you. And once again, we ask you please to take those thoughts of ours which seem fair to you and to leave the rest behind without a second thought, for we would not be a stumbling block before you. If you wish to deepen your meditative state, you are always welcome to call the Confederation Brothers and Sisters of Sorrow. We are happy to lend our energies to your meditation that you may feel a deeper sense of stillness and silence. We are happy to come to you in dreams and to be part of your guidance. We have only to ask. We, however, do not wish to speak through any, but simply to share vibration at this level. And we thank you for this time together. It has been a blessing to us. We leave each of you in the love and in the light of the one hidden creator. We are known to you as Akul. Amen.